This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. BASF is one of the new entrants into the soybean breeding world and is one of only a handful of companies introducing new varieties to the marketplace. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network had the chance to catch up with Brady Spangenberg of BASF at the Farm Progress Show and get an up-close look at the new soybean varieties in BASF's portfolio for next year. We will hear more from Brady about the new varieties and the best products to help those plants thrive next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit admregenerations.com.
The BASF exhibit at the Farm Progress Show featured a test plot with some of their new soybean varieties.
So these are Zatavo soybeans. These are actually our new varieties coming out for 2025. BASF is one of the new entrants in the soybean breeding world with our own proprietary germplasm. So historically, there's only about four companies that are bringing new breeding, and BASF is entering the game with our own. Pretty exciting because these beans look pretty tall, pretty green, and pretty lush at the moment.
Brady Spangenberg is the Marketing Director, Crop Protection for BASF Agricultural Solutions, and he says that because of the wide range of planting times this year, combines will also be operating at different times throughout the fall.
How to manage that variability in your crop is one of the key challenges, and that's where if you're trying to pick a fungicide, you also want one that can go across or that has strong residual control, has strong systemic activity in the plant, because some of your corn's going to be tasseling 1 week and the other part is going to be tasseling 2 weeks later.
He also offered a cautionary warning for farmers who try to cut corners with their management plan in an attempt to save money.
Can I get by with a one-pass herbicide program versus overlapping residuals in a two-pass? The answer is maybe, but it comes with some risks. You may be sitting there in June with a really messy field and then looking for a rescue spray. You may wind up spending more trying to get by than you would if you did it right the first time.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.